Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
For me,
I won't say across the board.
And I think I need to get back to the
stage. Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Amongst Friends, where the conversation is for the grown and sexy. Tonight we are talking about I'm in love with someone who doesn't love me back, but they don't mind using me. Again, I'm going to say that one more time. I'm in love with someone who doesn't love me back, but they don't mind using me. Tonight we want to make sure that you guys call in, so the number is 760-683-2662. Please put it on your Facebook post. Please put it on your Twitter that Amongst Friends is talking about some grown and sexy conversation. The number is 760-683-2662. Don't be afraid to call in and talk because you are Amongst Friends. Tonight I have hosting with me my homegirl, Miss Deidra.
Hello, hello, hello.
Then my brother from another mother, my man, Jeff. Say hello to the people.
Hello to everyone humping today.
I hope everyone got to get their hump on today, being that it was hump day.
Yes, and you have 3 hours left to get your hump on.
All right, so tonight, guys, we are talking about being in love, and especially being in love with someone who doesn't reciprocate those feelings. And I think being in love is already a difficult thing because, you know, you're vulnerable, your heart is out there, your emotions are all mixed into it, and then to turn around and you love someone, and they ain't quite... They don't quite love you the same way, or they're not in love with you the way you're in love with them. But you notice that they don't mind doing, you know, they don't mind you doing the things that in love people do for the people they're in love with. No, that's a tongue twister, but I kind of feel like they don't mind if you cook them a nice dinner, or if you are thoughtful and you buying them gifts, or you sending flowers, or you doing those types of things, or you giving them the best loving that you would give. And it's not just sex, but it's, I don't know, it's that I'm into you type, like I'm going to pay attention to every detail, I'm going to understand every moan, every groan. I'm going to know every part of you, and the orgasms that come from it is just going to be so amazing. Like that's what in love people do for the people they're in love with. So that person might not be feeling you the same way, and they like the perks of being in love, but they ain't really feeling you. And so I guess to start is, Why people stay in relationships or stay with people that don't love them the same way? Why do we torture ourselves being in love, knowing that the person doesn't love us back? Why is that? Why do we do this? Or what are your thoughts on just generally everything I just said?
I don't think they're in love. I think that they are so caught up in the notion of whether it be, you know, this guy or this girl is everything that I want. You know, they got, you know, they don't have a bunch of keys. They don't have, you know, a bunch of drama. You know, they call me. We go out. We have a good time. And because I am so hooked in on having this thing, that I will run with the lie. Like, because there had to be some type of communication that said, I like you, but I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So based on that hope or the faith that eventually that person will come around, you decided to play along. And so since you've decided to play along, even though you have been told, yeah, this is not happening, or they've been given this line of, well, let's just see what happens. Okay, You want a relationship, but they just said, let's see what happens. That's not what you want. So anything moving forward, you've accepted. You can't get upset about, you can't get mad about, because you've accepted something that you didn't want. So, yeah, if you're coming around and you cooking me dinner and you taking me out and all this kind of stuff, and I've been honest with you up front, yeah, don't get mad. Don't get mad.
And I definitely feel you on that, Deidre, you know, for the people that, you know, out there in love or they feel this type of way about somebody and that person is honest with them. And that is a totally different dynamic than kind of the things that I've encountered or that other people have told me they've experienced. I do believe,
lying,
though.
Yeah.
Huh?
They was lying.
I mean, no, but I feel you. No, let me say this. I feel what you're saying, that there are people who choose this, because I think even the people that are in love, let's say they are in love. They are in love, and they know that this person doesn't feel that way about them, even if the person may have lied to string them along, they still, like you said, they still choose it. So
right.
There is no victim. I don't believe that there's a victim in the situation, but I also kind of feel like the person that's doing the stringing along is not, you know, if you're honest, then yeah, that person, you got to take what you choose. But I think if you're stringing them along, I kind of have a problem with that. I kind of have a problem with you getting the benefits of being in love and you not being honest about,
well, see,
you
but
know,
here's the thing, though, Joey. You know what I'm saying? Again, I mean, I think that the foundation of this conversation is that people make a choice. Okay?
Okay.
So if somebody is stringing me along, if someone lied to me and was like, yeah, baby, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to be ride or die, Bunny and Clyde. I got you. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm all in, and they're not. Right then, you have a choice to make. Do you stay or do you leave? Like, I mean, like, when do we, you know, and I'm saying this to myself because for a long time I used to say, you know, well, when will this other person take a responsibility because they say that they're my friend or they say that they care about me? When are they going to take responsibility for my feelings and say, I can't do you like that? You know what I'm saying? But I've come to realize that we get up every morning and we make choices. And as much as I would love to be with the person, as much as I would like to, you know, keep moving down the line at their pace and all this kind of stuff, I have made a choice. And so once I have recognized that this is not going the way that I want it to go, the blame can't be on the person who was leading someone on. Yes, there is some, you know, there's some fault that goes over there. But really and truly, that blame, that responsibility lies on that one person, because you kept going, you kept letting it happen. You made a choice.
I don't know. I just don't think it's that cut and dry.
But it is. See, that's the problem, Joey. It is that cut and dry. But then we get into that whole, well, I love him, and, you know, he was there for me. And, okay, well, if he was there for you, then what the hell is going on right now? Did you address it? Did you talk about it? Did you say, look, dude, like, I am there? Or not just dude, check. chick, dude, whatever. I'm there. I'm giving into you. I'm pouring into you. I'm investing into this relationship, and I'm not feeling what's going on. You know, so, you know, what's happening? You know, do you no longer want to see what, you know, let whatever happened happen? See, because I'm wanting to be serious. We have to take responsibility for our own actions. Ain't nobody got no gun up to your head. I don't care how good the sex is. I don't care how they make you feel. And it's that cut and dry. It's a choice. And if we continue to say, well, you know, the person that, you know, is leading this person on is wrong and they need to just stop that. No, broad, dude, you need to take responsibility and you need to stop what the hell you doing. If you cooking for his ass, go sit your ass down somewhere and cook for yourself. How about that?
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm a little salty behind this because I'm also mad at myself because I've been in situations where the person, you know, like we hung out and everything was great and everything was wonderful and they knew how I felt, but they said just enough to keep the hope alive.
Right.
Wanted it, I allowed it. Instead of question, you know, it was I wasn't having the conversations. I wasn't saying, "Hold up, Slim. Now we done went out. I'm going to all your family functions, and I'm coming over, and I'm, you know, helping you with this project, and I'm helping you with that project, and I'm getting the 4 a.m. calls, and I'm going and doing stuff for you, and I'm, you know, I'm there, you know, coming to pick you up, and I'm there, you know, because somebody needs to come to the house and fix something, or I'm going to take your mom to the doctor, you know, because I'm committed. I'm invested." And you're saying just enough. And then I'm sitting at home, you know, all teary-eyed and like, I don't understand. Like, why are we moving forward? Why? Because you're stupid. That's why you ain't moving forward. You stuck. So, listen, y'all, this is what I did. I slapped my face and said, bro, get a life. Because this is not happening. So I'm telling all y'all, dudes, chicks, it's a choice, and it's your choice. Move on. Okay. Go ahead. Jeff, what do you have to say about this crazy since the yeah? What do you have to say? Because I could go on and on.
Damn, what was the question? I almost forgot the question.
Because you done went on. Jeff, you going to end up in the corner this early in the game, man.
Yeah, because she just opened her mouth and was like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Really, Jeff?
Yeah.
Cause she,
what is your take?
She been
on...
in there.
Huh?
I was saying because she's been there.
Right, I felt it. Okay, Jeff, so when you had, well, maybe even you've been in the situation where you have been in quote-unquote love with someone, but they've not necessarily been in love with you, but they're enjoying the perks that come with these extra feelings that a person has for you. What do you feel about that?
I mean, I didn't cry a river or nothing like that, you know. It was just once my eyes was open, I just bounced. I just moved on.
You made a choice, doggone it.
Well, yeah.
He made a choice. And it is a choice. I don't disagree with that whatsoever, Deidre. I don't. I think, but it's like, why do we choose rather than, why do we choose to stay in these things? Like, why, against our better judgment, do we stay? Even before you were liberated, Deidre, even before before I was liberated from that mentality that I'm going to my thing was, I'm going to convince her that I'm the best man for the job. I'm going to stay in this. I'm going to love her, even though I know, like, I can see it in her eyes. I can hear it in the way she talks to me. Yeah, she might have feelings for me, or she might be feeling me, but she's not in love with me the way that I'm in love with her. She's not consciously here in this thing. Like, I can, when you kiss me, the electricity, I'm shocked by your kiss, but you're not moved. You know, it's when I hold your hand, or how you present me to your family, or you don't present me to your family. Like, all of these things, you know, is not reciprocated. And like you said, we always have a choice, but why don't we choose? Why don't we choose to move forward? Why do we wait until they end up with someone else, or they're finally honest with us, they're not leading us on, and they say, I don't want to be with you, or I'm never going to change, or take it or leave it? Why then why do we end up at that point when we could have chosen to move away from it a long time ago? And, guys, I don't want, those who are listening tonight, I don't want it to be, because I know me and Deidre can go back and forth about this, so we definitely want you to call in. If you've been in this position, if you're facing this right now, we want you to call in, because you are amongst friends, and we want to get the truth. We want to hear your truth about this situation. Is it really a choice, or are you being led? Is there really a victim? Deidre and I are saying you have a choice, and there's no victims in this situation, only people who have not chosen right. But what do you have to say? 760-683-2662. Press 1 so that you can comment or ask a question. So, Deidre, why do we stay? Why do we stay if we have a choice?
Well,
because I think
I'm gonna be transparent tonight. Well, not like
woo!
I'm not. I'm not that way anyway. But for me, it was, it took a minute for me to realize that. Okay, let me say this. So this is kind of tricky. I've always been like, damn girl, you hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got it going on. But at the same time, there were pieces of me. Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I had the gastric bypass surgery. I weighed 332 pounds, lost 175 pounds. Okay. And every day, I would look in the mirror, and I would still see 332 pounds. And there was this guy. He was everything that I could possibly dream of. He was 6'4". He looked like The Rock's little brother. He was, just gorgeous. And he liked me. And one day, I was talking shit. I'm just going to be honest. I was talking shit. And he was just like, girl, you keep on. You're going to make me do something. And I was like, man, you ain't going to do shit. You just talking mad cat shit, whatever. And he picked me up and threw me over his shoulder. Okay. And every defense, every emotional defense, every wall, everything felt, it was like in that moment, everything dropped for me. And he could have had anything. If he would have said, sell your body, I'd probably have sold my body, because he picked up that 332-pound girl and put her across his shoulder. And then he took me in the house, and he threw me against the wall, and he kissed me, and I swear to God, I saw little birds flying over my head. I was just like done. I was gone. And he could have said, and he could have done anything. So much so that we were in an on-again, off-again relationship for over, I'll say over a good 5 or 6 years. And he had gotten married, and but all he kept saying was, you know, I want to be with you and all this kind of stuff. And then those 5 to 6 years, all I could see was he picked up this 332-pound girl and put her over his shoulder, and he still wanted me. And so it was something that was in me that needed to be fixed. And it wasn't until I realized that I have value, regardless of the 332 pounds, regardless of what, you know, what I may have been lacking or whatever, I have value, and I have a choice that you can love me and accept me and receive everything that I have, and it help you just as much as I would hope that us being together would help you. So that's why I stayed, because there was something that I wasn't ready to let go of. Somebody had, you know how people say you spoke to the little girl inside of me, you know. he hit a point. He touched that place. He said the right thing, or he did the right thing, and I was so, my eyes were so covered that I couldn't see anything but that. So he was granted access, and he was granted, you know, grace time and time over again for all of the things that were wrong that would pop up, and I would say, you know, this is not right. You know, like, I should be treated better than this. But then that inner voice would say, but he picked up a 332-pound and threw you over your shoulder and then threw you against that wall and kissed you till you couldn't see straight. So, yeah, that's why we stay. That's why
because
we
they feel a need?
Huh?
Because they feel a need?
Yeah, they feel some sort of need. You know, if I'm lonely at night and it's 30 degrees outside, you know, yeah, when you roll over into the cold spot, you want that person there.
And it's, Deidre, I totally agree with you, though. And I just really feel like that is, I think that's the piece that a lot of people don't understand, is that you don't exercise your option to choose because you don't have it in you to choose what's right, or you don't have it in you to, or you don't believe that you have options. When you find this person, this man or this woman that pays you any kind of attention, that fulfills those needs, or they just say the right things to you, you know, you don't look at it as, we don't look at it as, oh man, this can be a really, really good friend in my life, this could be a really good person, you know, someone, you know, to just give me good advice or just help pick me up. No, we instantly, especially when we're lacking in self-esteem or when we're lacking in that area of love and romance, when we get that one person that just says exactly what we need to hear, we get hooked, and we see the proverbial butterflies or the proverbial birds that you described, and it just kind of clicks in us. And then when we realize, like, we realize it from the beginning. We realize it from the beginning because most times, like you said, Deidre, most times there's a conversation that happens. Whether we choose to listen to that conversation or not is all up to us, but we hear it in the way they talk or the way they respond that they're not feeling us the same way, but we stay. We stay because it feels right, or they fulfill that need, but then we end up looking stupid in the end, and then we want to be victimized, but it was really about us. It was really us. It was really, we had the choice, you know, and I started this off because I wanted to be, you know, sympathetic or empathetic because I've been there, but I realized, and it had to take a lot of hurt and pain for me to realize that I wasn't a victim. No one did anything to me. And the fortunate part of it, though, Deidre, where a lot of people aren't as fortunate, the fortunate part for me, though, was that the people that I've been in this situation with have been honest with me from the beginning. So I actually did have a choice. So for me to even come back and play the victim, I pretty much look like somebody on a Lifetime movie where you just shouldn't have walked down that dark alley or you should have put your alarm on kind of thing. Because, they were honest. They were honest and upfront about their intentions towards me, and I just had it in my mind that I can convince them otherwise. I can convince them otherwise.
Well, you know, I don't even think for me that it was even about convincing them. I think I was kind of honored. because it was like, oh my gosh, this is the guy I prayed for. It was like, I didn't want another choice. Now, mind you, there were other guys that were like trying to holler, and I was just like, I need you to back up, Slim. I'm good. I got this. Yes. Move on. Do what you do. This is the choice that I've made. And I'm going to ride it out for however long.
So, well, I mean, well, Deidre, what do you, I mean, I think we kind of much said it all as far as it comes to are there victims in this situation, but, you know, guys, what do you want to say, or listeners, what do you guys have to say to that individual, that your friend or your loved one that is on the cusp of losing their damn minds over somebody that just does not feel the same way about them, and no matter, you know, and you have done your best to be supportive, but they just not getting it. It just doesn't click for them that they have to make this choice for them, not for anyone else, but for them. What do you say to that person who just won't make the choice to get the hell out of this situation?
You say to that person, when you hit rock bottom, I'm going to be right there in your face to tell you I told you so. I'm going to watch you cry.
Really? And I told you so? Really?
I'm going to pass you the tissue, all the tissue I got in the Kleenex box that have been sitting in the corner waiting for you because I knew this was going to happen. And after you finish crying, and you're all cried out, we going to IHOP get some pancakes. I'm hungry. That's what you said. Yes, sir. That's what you said. There's not much else you can say though, Joey. Deidre, I mean, you don't console somebody who you know is in a situation that you've been trying, that you've been bending their ear left and right to tell them you in a bad situation, you need to be out. If anything else, if you don't, and if you are that type of friend, you don't say something because you don't want to kick them while they're down. Then
okay.
Then you give them a shoulder to cry on. You know, and then you take the sweatshirt and the sweater and the shirt and you throw it in the dryer and you keep it moving.
Really? You do all that, Jeff? Really?
Yeah, really, because, I mean, what is it for me to say that I haven't said already, Deidre? If you're not willing and if you don't learn from it and you go right back to a situation just like that, why am I beating my head? I could still be your friend, but it's just that when you start spewing all of this hard stuff about you hurt or you don't know what's going on in your relationship, I don't really listen to you like that anymore. I'm done. It's like you boo boo the fool, and I know you boo boo the fool. And I'm gonna let you be boo boo the fool until you're done.
But sometimes you're not boo boo the fool. Sometimes you're just stuck.
Well, you can be stuck, but I mean, three people tell you that you move with a fool, but you stuck and you can't make a decision to get out, I'm sorry. If it walk like a duck, talk like a duck, smell like a duck, it's a duck, baby.
So, you know what? You have no heart, Jeff. Just no heart.
Well, I have no heart. No. It's not even having a heart at that point, though. It's not about that. It's a realization. If you realize you were stuck, and it was nothing to do, and somebody and the person that you was in a relationship with forced your hand, meaning they did something that was just utterly ridiculous that you couldn't believe they did, and now you want to move on. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's too much of a realization. If I've been a friend to you, and I've been telling you, I've been there when you cried, and you cried more than you smiled in that relationship, then nah, I'm sorry. It's a realization that you just got yourself about a bad situation. I know you need to start over. I just hope that you learned with you.
I just really think that, man, I don't know, because I kind of feel like, why don't people say anything to you? I guess, man, I'm so confused right now.
But really and truly, if you didn't hear the conversation that was had between the person who's leading you on or accepting whatever that you're giving out, if you didn't listen to them, what would make you think that you would be listening to your friends?
Because, I mean, you go to your friends. You go to your friends for advice. You go to your friends for guidance. You know, you want to hear. I mean, I guess you go to them because you want them to be real and honest with you. So I would assume that you take in what they're saying. And, I mean, maybe that's just me being optimistic, which I absolutely am not very optimistic, but you know, why would you go to your friends about these things if you don't want to hear what they have to say, or if you don't take in their appraisal of the situation? I kind of feel like it's just pointless if you're going to do what you want to do anyway. Like, why go and talk to somebody about it just for the possibility that they say you're right?
Well, I don't know. Because some friends don't understand you. If I'm a lovey-dovey, head-in-the-cloud type of person, you know, love, and love loves me, and, you know, yeah, I'm not going to go to my friends so they can say, dude, stop being stupid. I mean, look. It's not what you see. It's not there. He doesn't like you. Why are you staying?
Mm-hmm.
I hate his guts. you don't want to hear that because there are times, I mean, and I'm sure that you can attest to this, that there were times in that relationship that the other party gave you something, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be a really good time, like y'all were able to talk and connect and, you know, and you felt like, oh, we're moving in the right direction. And so when you're talking to your friends and your friends are saying, stupid, 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 I think you need to see someone else, your mind automatically goes back to the good times. The good person that you know that they are. So sometimes you don't even want to hear it.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
I think a lot of times, you know, where friends can get it twisted is when their friends exhibit a whole other behavior when they're in a relationship than what they show when they're not in a relationship. You know, it's easy for single people to bond on principle and to bond on, you know, what they would do, what they wouldn't do, but they're not in a situation to have those things put to the test. So you could be sitting here 1 minute with your friend and saying, yeah, I wouldn't let somebody use me like that. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't let him just walk all over me, you know, and expect dinner on the table. He could cook for his own damn self. Yeah. But then, like Jesus said, then somebody gets into a relationship and they get all lovey-dovey head in the cloud, and it's like next thing you know, some chick goes to be her girlfriend and she in the kitchen with an apron on and stilettos talking about, oh, my man coming home in like a half hour. I'm in here cooking up some ribs and some mashed potatoes. And she look at her friend like, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing? And then that's when it can come in where her friend is like, yo, you got to see this dude this time. You doing stuff you said you wouldn't do. So you got to see this dude for this. You got to see this dude for that. And then now, in that situation, so, you know, it's twofold when it comes from the friend, because if they're genuinely telling you something that they've seen in the guy or in the girl that you're dealing with, that they don't like it and they don't want something to fester and grow into, like, more bad behavior towards their friend, then that is a fire that fuels on itself. but if you do some total switch like that in a relationship, yo, your friend is like, yo, what just happened to my homegirl?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm sitting here talking with me and Joy, you know, we like, yeah, dude, you know what I'm saying? Yo, we got to treat the hoes like this. We got to treat the hoes like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they ain't nothing but tricks. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, what happened? Either me or Joey flipping over some light-skinned, juicy butt chick that we'd have met at Applebee's, who gave us a free drink. And it's like, yo, my man, what are you doing flipping over this chick? You like buying her roses and stuff. Yo, leave that hoe alone. What is it? It's the same situation. But when that other person comes out of your friend, you know, that's the relationship friend. That's the relationship part of your friend. So it's one of those strange things.
Mm. Well, I know that there are plenty of people that are listening and plenty of people who have conversations, and they're probably saying, man, whatever. Well, guess what? We want to hear from you. We want you to call in at 760-683-2662, or if you don't want to hold your phone, you know, you can really go to www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends, and you can just listen from your computer. How about that? Or do one better. Why don't you log on to our Facebook group and chat with us there, and we'll put your comments on the line. How about that? Again, 760-683-2662.
And remember, you're amongst friends, so feel free, feel safe to talk, because that's what we're here for. We're
right.
Talking about grown and sexy
it.
Stuff.
Because I'm your friend. I'm going to tell you. It's stupid.
Deidre going to tell you. She going to tell you.
Why you
whether you
want to
hear it or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're not saying that.
What?
Yeah. Deidre's good at telling you. She good at that.
You know what?
She is. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't think I like where Jeff is trying to go.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, Deidre's good at telling you, but she don't listen.
Yeah, but. Yeah. So to be Deidre's friend, you gotta wait for she's pulling Janet Jackson on you.
You know what? That's really not a topic of discussion. That's really not the topic. So,
okay, so y'all two are just going about to get in trouble. So I guess let's talk a little bit about I don't know why is it that people string, let's talk from the other side of the fence. Why do we string people along when we know there's no hope of a relationship or us feeling the same way? Why do we string them on? Let's talk from the other side. We kind of looked at the person in love and being used side of the fence, but let's look at the other side of the fence. Why do we string people along? Why do we give them that hope that Deidre talked about, or give them just that little bit to string them along when we know that there is nothing going to come from this? And have you guys been the perpetrator of this, or have you been the user rather than the used?
Well,
I'm
going to
tell you right now, the way the booty works, yeah, I need to keep that around. Yeah. For real, I haven't had my fill of that yet.
Yeah, me too.
That's a reason.
Because the booty is good. And I will have to say, if the booty is good for a man, if the food and the booty is good, they going to keep you around.
That's not true.
Whatever, they going to keep, if you're easily manipulated.
Okay,
and,
add it in.
Yeah, if you're easily manipulated, and it's this situation that we're talking about. Not just talking about a regular, healthy, good old relationship that just does not play out the way the both parties want it to play out. We're talking about someone who knows, excuse me, someone that knows they have someone in love with them, but they know they don't feel the same way. But they're going to do what they, every time that person, because I think sometimes the people in love, they sometimes do get a backbone. They sometimes do, you know, realize, oh, yeah, you just trying to play me. And then they feed you something to keep you hooked, to bring you right back in. As soon as you get your confidence, they feed you something to bring you back in. So I guess my question is, and, you know, Jeff presented, because the booty is good, and I just need to keep that around a little bit more. And I just added, you know, especially if you can cook and the booty is good, because men like good food and they like good sex. So, but what are other reasons?
Oh, I got one.
And if,
I got one, but it's a little twisted. I've known a couple people who have actually kept somebody around because when these guys were brought into the family unit of their girlfriends, of their significant others, chicks that they've been in relationships for a long time, the family unit as a whole, when they took in that guy and said, okay, you're dating our daughter, you're dating our niece, you're dating, you know, our auntie, the love that family unit shows to that guy makes him want to, they give him something that he's never had. And he chooses to do everything just right to the point where he can stay in and be a part of that. Just so he can have something that he's never
one
had.
Jeff, that's a good point. I mean, I can totally feel that, but I can also see it from the perspective of someone keeping someone around because the family really likes them.
Yes.
And so they do it just for the family. You know, like, I'm not in a relationship with anyone. And so to get my family off my back, I'm just going to keep stringing him along so he'll go to the necessary cookouts and whatever, you know. He's my fill-in.
Mm-hmm.
So he could be, I mean, he could be played both ways. They do it because they've gotten so accustomed to being a part of the family that they stay around. Or the opposite. The family loves them so much, and, you know, I don't have to give excuses about who is this new guy and why do you always why do you always come with someone new? Or it could be one of our listeners said in the Facebook group said, I can cook for myself, but good head will make you stay around.
I'm not going to even lie. I'm not even going to lie. That is so true. That is so true. It's true.
I really pray for God.
Don't pray for me. That's the truth. They do need classes. They need classes for women.
For what?
To give head.
See, but then you have a whole bunch of women being led around and they ain't gonna get nothing.
Say that again.
I'm saying, so you have a whole bunch of chicks, right, who know how to do it real well. And so then you have all these guys leading them on, but for no reason other, unfortunately.
All right. Now, let me just add some correction to that. First of all, you shouldn't be giving that out that any Tom, Dick, and Harry that's walking around anyway for a number of reasons. Top three reasons is, one, is you just don't do that to every man that you meet, ladies. Two, you're supposed to have some type of worth and supposed to say something for the person that's going to be committed to you. And three, if you want people to keep you around, you should learn how to do that a little bit better and more frequently. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna throw this out there to you, Deidre. Just because you decide to walk down the road with whatever dude, please believe me. You are both gambling. As soon as you start taking steps together. So, and because you're both gambling, you both have risk, and you both can take a hit.
Right. Okay, first of all, hopefully y'all are not thinking that I am telling females to even go out there and give dudes heads, first of all. I mean, once you're married, well, you need to do everything you can do. Pull out all the tricks, girls. Pull out all the tricks. Go for it. But, yeah, no, I'm not telling my girls to go and do that. No, I'm not. First of all, seriously?
Well, in any case, I mean, that is a reason why some people lead people on, because, you know, either their man gives good head to the woman or vice versa.
Well, let me just go out, since y'all talking about all that. You know, some women lead some men on because of how much money is in their pocket.
Bingo. I agree.
Yeah, you've been wanting me to say that. You wanted to say it, but you thought it would be better coming from me.
I think it would have been.
Deidre and Joey, I don't know if y'all just realized what y'all just said.
What?
But because what you both just said was, Joey said, I hope that women out there are not, they are basically putting together a timeline for when they give out all of their good stuff to somebody who cares for them. And Deidre, you pretty much co-signed that, right? Like,
no.
Don't go out and, don't, don't go out and give all your stuff out on the first date. Save something. Save a little something for later.
Right.
Okay.
No.
Both of y'all just said two things as to, you both said two things, and those two things are probably a main reason why some women get led on. See what I'm saying? So if I
led
know,
on, wow.
Because
they saving
I'm
something
gonna,
for
gonna,
later?
Yes, because I know that there's something around the corner that you're holding back. And we've had the conversation, and you told me that you are, like, this is how you see sex, or this is how you see yourself in a relationship, that you like to pace yourself, you like to this, before you give all the cookie away, or before you go and give head, or before you let out the freaky freaky and you might do a threesome. That right there sets up, you know what that sets up for a guy who might string you on? You set up goals.
Let me set up this goal. You ain't getting no head, you ain't getting no nookie, you ain't getting nothing until I'm married. How about that goal?
Right. So here's the goal now. Because if I'm willing to take you there, Deidre, and I know that you told me that, but I know that I can outlast your goal, and my game plan is to get that, turn you out, and then leave you drop dead, broke, and leave you in a real effed up marriage now because you ain't got no husband. Because I did it just to take you there.
So first of all, let me tell you this. You marry me just so you can get some heads, so you can get some snookies, some tricks, and some hanging from the chandeliers. Okay, now it happened.
If you're trying to verbally set that up to say that that's a little crazy for a guy to do, have a conversation with some of your sisters out there because it's been happening to them left and right on just about every level of lady that's out there, Deidre. Stuff like this happens. Why? Because
and that's
because
they stupid. What the hell you want to marry somebody?
It could be. No, that's the thing. It could be that the dude is stupid and that he goes through that.
The woman is stupid.
That's how brothers get cut, that's how brothers get hurt. That's how you get vindictive women. That's how you get vindictive men. Don't get me started on that, dude.
This is all part of the underbelly of why stuff is so twisted when it comes to relationships and stuff. It seems to me like every little bit helps in a good way, and every little bit can help in a bad way. So as much as a good girl can say those things to a guy, if she's saying to somebody who's twisted, then he's going to wait that out. To what degree? That's up to him. But if he chooses to wait that out, then like you said, then that leaves a woman who might be scorned at the end, and she's got another way of being after all of that.
Right.
So my question is,
haven't y'all watched It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
Perfect example.
Hello?
I'm just saying, y'all, that's a dangerous line.
Really?
As emotional as these women are, I'm not trying to say how I'm just sickened. I can't even get my words
together. Get it together, Deidre. Get it
Yeah, the breeze.
I done got ticked off. I think I need you to go to the corner because I'm just upset. No, I'm not upset. But I'm just saying, you know, for all of the times that guys have said women are so emotional and all this kind of stuff, I mean, dang, it doesn't take the dudes got. It doesn't take guys. Your game ain't got to be that tight if women are so emotional. You know, why would you even do something so stupid? Why would you be so weak as to my girl, she ain't going to give it up unless I get married, so I'm going to get married just so I can get the nookie and then I'm going to bounce? That'll get your dick cut off.
You noticed, Deidre, that two guys on the show got real quiet when you made that statement, right?
I'm just saying. I mean, like, that is so stupid. That's stupid. I'm beyond done. I'm beyond done. I don't even know what to say. I think, yeah, I'm done. Now call in and talk to me. Talk to Jeff. Jeff always starting something. Jeez. The number where you can call in is 760-683-2662. I believe we have a caller. Patricia, please talk to me. Because I'm a little upset.
All right. First of all, I was kind of confused on what even the topic is, but after hearing Joey reiterate it over and over again, let me see if I understand. We're talking about women having higher standards, and basically,
no.
I believe Joey. What are y'all talking about exactly? Because y'all touched on like five different subjects in the past.
We went from the sky to the moon.
What? Okay, what part?
We were talking about, Patricia, we were talking about in love, I'm in love with someone who doesn't love me back but doesn't mind using me. So that was the preliminary.
Now I know what my response is going to be. All right, so I've been dating this guy on and off since 08, right? Mind you, you know, finally he asked me about a few weeks ago. He said, "Trish, why do you love me?" I said, "Well, I don't love you for the sex at all. You know, I can suck dick and you can do whatever you want in your free time, but it's more than just that." So I went with the quote and said, you know, God made me beautiful and foolish to like a man like you, but beautiful enough for you to be attracted to me. So, but at times throughout our on and off relationship, I felt that it was just about sex. Granted, you know, I agree with Deidre. I should have waited till I was married, but, you know, you only turn 26 once. And I've done some questionable stuff. I got caught by cops in the last few days and other questionable areas. But, you know, I've walked away from it unscathed without anything on my record. But still, the whole point is I always wonder, was it always about just about the sex? Because he has an issue with the next 7 days, me working every night and not being to be able to see me during the day, because we both work night shifts. It's an issue to him. So he's like, "Well, can't you call off?" I'm like, "No, it's mandatory that I go to work the next 7 days." And it's a big issue to him. So I said, "Well, damn, is it just about the sex? Is it that good? Like, come on. Like, can I go to work? Like, I'm not can I go to work, but I'm going to work. You shouldn't have an issue with it." So, yeah, I heard the gentleman was saying, you know, it's you're kind of playing a double standard, so to speak, saying, that, oh, it was something that the guy said, you setting up for failure. And another thing, a lot of men out there are trying to get women pregnant. It's like it's a role reversal of the past 5 years. Like men are trying to get women pregnant so they can have a woman around them or be stuck with this woman for 18 of life. Like they feel so insecure about themselves, they need to get a woman pregnant. Just
I need to meet
I'm
this
like,
man. I ain't never heard that one, Patricia.
No. I've had four men that I work with now proposition me like, "Hey, look, I'm just trying to have a kid. You interested? I will pay you X amount of dollars per month. I'm like, yo, hold on, let me get this straight. I know we work at night, and, you know, you're a little crazy. You know, you're a little loopy. You can't sleep. But what did you just say to me? He was like, yeah, you seem like you're a smart woman. I always see you reading these books, and you read, like, 2 books a week, I noticed, at least. And there are these chapter books. I'm like, I'm not reading picture books. And, you know, but I've noticed that, like, I've run into these men that, I know they're, I feel that they're insecure, like they need a woman to validate their manhood, but that shouldn't be the case. And I'm like, yo, you know, I'm not for that. But I always seem to find myself back to dating this same guy that I've been on and off with since 08. Like, I'll go start dating somebody else, whatever, whatever, but I always end up coming back to this same dude. And I'm just like, so we actually sat down and talked about it. He said, no, it's not just about the sex, even though, granted, it's nice. It's great, you know, you're good at what you do, I enjoy it, but I feel it's more to it than that. That's why I keep coming back to it, because at first, he was like, nah, it is what it is, we're just going to be this, that, and third. I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. But we started out in college, it's just, as they say, friends with benefits, you know, the movie, and then it evolved since then. So, yeah, all that to say that there are men out there like that, Joey.
Yeah, I ain't never heard that in my life. Men trying to run away. Men have been running away from their responsibilities with children for years. That's why Maury Povich is so popular. Yes. Because I don't know no man out here that's purposely trying to get in a woman so she could stay a woman pregnant so she could stay around. Them bammers must be confused about life.
No, and the thing is, at first I'm thinking like maybe it's just me. I met 4 of the women that I work with that have experiences. We were like, yo, is things changing in America? Is there a role reversal happening right now? Like, you know, the modern family has changed the modern manhood? Like, come on.
So, Patricia, let me ask you this question. Why do the perpetrators or the people who string people along, why do they do it? Why do they string someone that's in love with them along and they know they don't feel the same way about them? Why do they do it?
Well, I was told, I asked a man this about a year ago. He said, I did it because I knew I couldn't find a woman like you anywhere else, and I figured I would settle for you until I found something better.
Ah.
I said, Lord, that's selfish. How do you do me like that? Like, well, you said since we was in school, but respect for you at the bare minimum, I've never crossed you or stabbed you in the back any kind of way, and I could have easily done it. It was like, well, where else was I going to find a woman like you to take me all in and to do the things that you do to me? Where could I find that at? Nowhere. All the women, they either running from me, they're scared, they think I'm going to hurt them, and this, that, and the third. I'm like, so it was just about the sex, and you're just selfish. All right, I got it. Thanks. Glad you told me. Didn't waste any more of my time.
And do you feel like there are any victims in this situation?
Well, there are some that I see now. Now, there are some women that I know that will be with the man and know they're being strung along, but will go and watch the man that's stringing them along, watch them get engaged, not to them, but someone else, watch them get married, not to them, but to someone else, watch them have a kid, and still mess around with them and be that side chick. There's no little girl that grows up and says, hey, I want to be a side chick for the rest of my life. I want to be a jump off. I know that's not what I dreamed of. So, for a woman to turn herself and be like, oh, he doesn't love me. Well, of course not. Well, he don't come and see me. He's with his wife and his new kid. So it's kind of like you're setting yourself up to be a victim, and you're putting yourself in a situation that you are going to get played. So in that situation, I just laugh. I go to church and I laugh. It's always a good laugh, you know? Hey. To me, it's like you set yourself up for failure. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So that's just stupid. And I've encountered that more than once.
Well, thank you. What did you say? Go ahead, Deidre.
I said she still made a choice. However stupid it is.
Right.
She made a choice. So
right.
She's therefore she is not a victim.
True. But if you present yourself as a victim to your peers and then they think you're a victim, then I guess, are you a victim or are you a con artist? That's the question.
I don't even know what to say about that one. Who are you hanging out with? Like the people?
No, these are not people I hang out with anymore. Like I disassociated myself with them 2 years ago. We still we still go to the same church, and we still graduated from the same school. So we still kind of affiliate with the same circles. So I still know of these people, and I know, you know, how shady that or how they're putting themselves in situations that contradict their beliefs, but yet they're comfortable with them because it gets them off at night. So, you know, hey, do you?
Wow. All righty. Well, Patricia, we really do appreciate you calling and sharing. We'll have to get some of them guys. Maybe, Bill, we need to have a show where the guys who want kids call in.
Yo, I can find them at work. Like, they're really here. Like, they're here. They're here. I know they're at work. I work with at least six of them on my shift, and it's amazing to listen to them. They believe that a kid will fix all their problems, and I just sit and laugh. I'm like,
yeah,
I want you to
give them our number, and I don't care the topic is, have them call in. Just have them call in. We will change topics mid-stream.
Seriously, that is a paradigm shift, for real. If there was ever an example of a paradigm shift, that is one for the records right there. You should put that in the dictionary.
You need to pick them a number right now. I just want to talk one.
Just one. I ain't never heard of that. Now, I've heard of women.
I have one.
I have heard of women doing it.
No, they're here. And all of the guys that do this or want this, they're from Baltimore. So I was like, yo, is there something going on in Baltimore that I don't know about? The eighth? Like, seriously? Like, really? We want to pull a ham like that?
Interesting.
And they're all from the city, not the county, the city. There's a difference, I was told. I don't really know Baltimore like that, but most of the men, most of the gentlemen I ran to, they're between the ages of 23 and 32 that are believe kids will fix their lives. And most of them, actually all of them, they all have one kid by a previous woman that they were with that won't allow them to see the child, that is holding the child as a bargaining chip in whatever issues that they have going and won't allow the man to see the child. That I did observe. So.
Okay. Well, all righty. Well, again, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your comments, your questions, a new topic for a show. But for the rest of y'all that are out there, I know y'all have some comments, some questions, some all that. And you can do that by calling in at 760-683-2662. Join in on the conversation. They are going ham in our group. Again, if you want to be a part of that, you can always look us up. We're on Facebook / Amongst Friends. Listen to us online. Get in where you fit in. It's where it's at. All right. Joey, you have to know that I'm kind of blown right now.
Why are you blown, Deidre?
Because I want to say I call BS on that. That was just, I don't believe that. But, hey, it is what it is.
Anyway.
Cause we.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't just me.
Nah, I was, that
what
one.
What are you talking about?
Guys who want babies, like, hey, just have a kid for me. Where they do that at?
Have a baby by me, baby. Be a millionaire.
Lord help us right now.
Anyway, we asked the question online, is it better to be used than to be alone?
I think get used.
Get used, Jeff. Tell them how to get used, Jeff. Come on, break down your philosophy. Tell them how to get used.
Get used, man. Like, make sure that what you would like to get out of the situation of getting yourself used, like if you're sex, like get with that. If you're a woman and you wouldn't mind getting used if you were getting good sex, then go ahead and find that Adonis. That dude that you want to get with, and so you have that thing in front of you, that mystical, magical carrot in front of you all the time, so that basically you know that you're at least able to touch that carrot every once in a while. And basically, you get used, it might be he got you cooking for him. You getting used might be he borrowed your car every once in a while. You getting used doesn't have to be this detrimental thing. That, you know, I know we didn't go into like levels of getting used, but I mean, getting used it doesn't have to be on a grand scale of you getting used. If you don't mind being with a dude and you got some time on your hands, go for it. I say go for it. The same thing for a guy. She got that big butt. She got she got that nice juicy chest that you want. She got the lips you like. Go ahead. So what, you got to take her to dinner every once in a while? She's using you for dinner. So what? She's using you because you got a hookup at Ticketmaster to go to all the hot shows in D.C. So what? Go get used, because it's better than you sitting in the kitchen talking about, why won't you send me somebody, Jesus? Work something out your damn self.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so this is why we get stuff like this.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly. That's foolishness. That's what it is. It's
that's right.
Foolishness.
But Deidre, that right there is, but see, that's part of an even larger situation of rich dudes can basically be in a spotlight and women will throw themselves out there. These women that do that, they don't mind being used for sex as long as they hopefully get a Rolex out of it. They don't mind getting used for sex if they're basically furthering along their modeling career by being with this dude and all the hot photographers is always at the parties that these guys go to. These women don't mind getting used for sex, so when they're going to high-class parties that they couldn't get into with Shaniqua and Janet. They going over here, they partying with, they like 2 feet away from Beyonce, 2 feet away from Kim Kardashian. They couldn't get that if they were chilling with their girlfriends on the block. So they don't mind getting used. So that situation right there is where I say, and that further proves the philosophy.
So Jeff, you condone people being used?
People condone it. I don't have to condone it. People condone it every day.
But I'm asking your personal philosophy. Is this your personal philosophy that, hey, people should just go ahead and be used?
And I don't say I don't personally say get used. Personally, I say do something until your life-changing event comes to you, whatever it is. But if we're talking, if it's the situation of getting used, because a lot of women feel when they go from relationship to relationship after they hit a certain age in life, and that relationship does not produce a marriage. It does not produce a long-lasting, nice relationship for them to say they can feel good about. I got used, or I wasted my time. And I'm like, no, I don't see it that way. But in the context of this, yeah, I say get used. If I had to have a philosophy on it, I say, yeah, get used. Because you sitting by yourself ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, but at least you're not giving away your body or your soul for nothing.
That depends. But see, that depends. Again, it depends on the level to which you so-called call yourself getting used, yo. If I know that to get with some chick, all I gotta do is take her to dinner every once in a while, and she gonna like give me her time, and we can sit there, we can talk, we can laugh, and blah, blah, blah. But I know it comes at a certain price, and I'm willing to pay it. I'm gonna pay it. Like DJ said, it's a decision. It's a decision to stay. It's a decision to forego that.
It is a decision. You're right. Like I said, just from this topic we're talking about tonight, there are no victims. But I definitely don't want to. When it comes to the question, is it better to be used or be alone? I'm definitely on the side of it is better to be alone. It is better to be alone or lonely or however you want to define it than to just get yourself used just so you won't be lonely. Like, because then you might as well, in my opinion, you might as well just go out and be a prostitute or escort. Because at least you're getting something from it. You're not getting anything from giving up your body and giving up your time and cooking all these meals for somebody that's not going to ever reciprocate it. Man, you're better off just sitting in the house, lighting you some candles, cooking yourself a dinner, knocking one of those jumps out yourself, get you some hand therapy going on, or get you some sex toy therapy going on, go to sleep, because at the end of the day, you're not being used by nobody. You're not looking like a damn fool. It's just better to be lonely or alone or however you want to define it than to be used, because you're just stupid. You're just stupid if you're just letting yourself be used until something better comes along. What are you, a trash receptacle, a sperm bank? Like, come on. Do something better with our lives.
And again, like we were talking about earlier, Joe, that would be the same conversation that you would be giving your friend after your friend got out of a relationship, because you was telling them 3 months in of a 6-year relationship, yo, this dude ain't good for you. Yo, this chick doing you wrong. And then your friend finally sees the light, and then you're telling them, the big I told you so at the end. See what I'm saying? So this whole use thing, it gets proven to be the road that is traveled more and more every day. It's a self-afflicting label that people put on themselves. And my thing is, if you are in a situation and you realize you are being used, and you're going to either try to change it around or realize that you're always in a situation like this, put the right carrot in front of you. Change the situation. If you're not going to change it, if you're not going to change the situation and move into a more healthy relationship, and you are going to move into another relationship where you're getting used because you like bad boys, or you like the guys that give you that mystery, or you like the big button and smile chicks that always seem to be about nothing, then put the right one in front of you. So at least when you, at least to the level that you are getting used is okay with you, and you see it coming. That's all I'm saying.
But then I kind of feel like, Jeff, that after being used for so long, when your better does come along, you don't have nothing to offer them. You don't have nothing to offer them, because there are going to be some negative consequences from you accepting this type of, you making this type of choice. And your person, that the right person for you, or the person that was made for you, or however you, however the hell you want to spend it, whenever you get with that person, you're not going to have anything to offer them but some bull crap, because you're being used. So I'm saying, just be by yourself if your only option is to be used to prevent from being lonely. Just be by yourself and just learn how to please yourself. If it's movies, if it's, you know, you want somebody to watch movies, learn how to be the best darn movie watcher yourself. If you need to build your own self-esteem, I mean, if you want somebody to build your self-esteem, learn how to do it yourself first. Be the best at building your own self-esteem. If you're just looking for an orgasm, please be the best. I'm sorry, but please be the best person to give yourself an orgasm before you go out here and just be used to meet these needs, because then you're not going to be good for nobody. That's all I'm saying. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong.
Basically, what we just said, Joey, is basically for some people, it may be wrong. For some people, it may be right. Because when everybody decides to take that one step forward, whether it's alone or to be used, that everything is a gamble. Crap table of life, buddy. You get two dice and you roll two and roll a seven. Roll something else. Gamble, dude. It all is a gamble. There's no sure thing in any of it, except for the fact of what you know that you like, because that's the stuff that sets you off. That's the sure thing. I know I like light skinned girls. I know I like dark skinned girls. I don't like big booty. I know I like four, Ezra, I know I like 6'4", 6'5", 6'7", look like the Rock, built like Mount Rushmore. You know what I'm saying? That's the stuff that sets you up. That's the sure thing. But once you get with that Rock, once you get with Big Butt Judy, once you get with the super fine freak in aisle 7 at the supermarket, to gamble, roll that dice, buddy. Roll that dice.
Okay. Lord, help me. Because on 1 ounce, just an ounce, I'm in agreement with Jeff. An ounce. And I say that I am in agreement with him because I'm hearing it from a live your best life now. And so I'm trying to turn this totally around so that I can hear what Jeff is saying. But, you know, hey, if I'm going to live my best life now, I'm not going to be lonely. I'm going to enjoy life. And if that means, okay, shit, I can't even swim yet. I tried, Jeff. I can't do it. Give me till next week, and I might be able to come up with something. But right now,
I kind of understand where maybe Jeff is trying to come from, as far as empowering people to make choices. I kind of feel that if he's right in saying that, you know, it's a choice if you want to be used, or it's a choice if you want to be lonely. So I got that. Where it doesn't connect for me, though, is that I cannot tell somebody that in the question, is it better to be used or to be alone? I'm not going to be telling somebody it's better to be used, because it's not.
Well, see, but then
there is no betterment in it.
But then see, because I was starting to feel you and I was starting to hear what Jeff was saying. Okay, so maybe Joy, what our issue is the word that's throwing us off. I would rather enjoy life than to sit at home and be lonely.
Okay, you can still enjoy life.
Well,
but
also
then
you're enjoying life, however it may come.
Oh, you can enjoy life with yourself, but
okay,
the
but
point here is
but,
I'm going to
be
in love with
alone. Come on, Joey. We're going to have to pull it in and see the other side.
I can't see the other side of that one because, it kind of defeats the purpose of our conversation. If we're telling people, you made a choice to be in love.
No. You made a choice.
I'm asking, is it better to be you alone?
Gosh darn it, Joey. Be liberated in your choice is basically what he's saying.
And I feel that. I'm all for, you can be liberated, but you still don't have to be stupid.
Liberation. But here's what he's saying. You're not necessarily being stupid. It's you've made a choice that I'm going to enjoy whatever it is. Now, it may seem idiotic on the outside, you know, like, why in the hell would this chick be doing whatever, and she could be saying, baby, look, you see that Louis Vuitton right there? You see all four of them? Yeah, they mine. I ain't got to pay my money. It's somebody else's money, and all I have to do is go out with this dude. Live your best life, however it may come. You ain't got to spend your money. I don't know. I'm pulling for straws, but I'm gonna go out with Jeff. Live your best life.
But you go ahead and go out. I mean, that's the beauty of talk radio. It's your opinion. Opinion in the last 4 minutes because I kind of feel like I didn't have to have this conversation, which I think was a fruitful and good conversation, but I didn't have to have it if we just going to go out and tell people, yeah, go ahead and be in love and, yeah, go ahead and be in love and be you. Like,
hey,
guess what? That's
somebody,
my opinion.
Somebody said something good in the chat room or on the what's the name. They said if everybody is getting what they want from a situation, no one is being used. Just because you don't understand or approve what is going on doesn't make it wrong. And that's what the hell Jeff been saying. And Jeff, if that ain't what you were saying, it's what you were saying for me. That's what I'm taking from it.
That's what I was saying.
Good.
I can live with that one.
I can live with that one. If everybody is getting what they want, nobody is being used.
But not the people in our topic are getting what they want.
Well, for those silly people.
This is totally different from what you guys are saying. If someone is choosing to be a prostitute and they are liberated in their choice, they don't feel it's degraded, then that's fine. That's not what I'm talking about. This is connected to if someone is in love with somebody else, does not love them, and they are being used, then they not getting what they want.
Okay,
they want the person
saying,
to love
them
back,
for them,
better to be used or to be alone. And I say
them,
it's better to be alone.
They just need to make a choice. And see, now we done got crunk, and we need to talk some more, but guess what? Time is up. So why don't you join us back next week at 760-683-2662. We love you. Come back and support us next week. Jeff, check it out.
Amongst friends all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, from the ladies for the men's. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab old combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab old combo. Amongst friends, Fab old combo.